Chapter 11. Stolen Goods. Hugo darted through the crowd, his vision blurry from tears, and made his way into the walls of the station. He hurried to his room, shut the door behind him, and lit some candles. Anxiously, he headed for the boxes that were piled near the wall and pulled out the mechanical man. Hugo had indeed been busy in the last week. He had finally repaired all of the mechanical man's broken pieces and painstakingly loosened what was too rusty to move. He sewed it a new outfit and oiled and polished its mechanisms. The mechanical man was finally holding a brand new handmade pen with a specially cut metal nib. Hugo moved a candle closer to him. In the middle of the mechanical man's back was a heart-shaped hole outlined in silver. Since leaving the toy booth moments ago, Hugo's right hand had been clenched into a tight fist, which now he slowly opened like a flower. Hugo glanced over at the book that was sitting by his bed, Practical Manual of Card Magic and Illusions. He had been studying the book very closely and learned how to do just about every magic trick it talked about. He found that he was quite good at them. With the proper instruction, his talent for machines translated perfectly to magic tricks. Hugo had come to understand the connection between horology and magic that his father had talked about. It wasn't just the understanding of machinery, it was the dexterity, the talent within his fingers themselves, as if they automatically knew what to do. Hugo's fingers were capable of the most surprising things. He had discovered that he could make cards float, and he could turn marbles into mice, and he could rip up a piece of paper and make it whole again. But most important, he found that with a hug goodbye, he could make Isabel's necklace disappear without her feeling a thing.